Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Marcell Dareus has begun the road back to the practice field, and his teammates have his back. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown, along with John Murphy. And Murph, Marcell Dareus got back to St. John Fisher late on Tuesday, and his support system here inside the team looks alive and well.
Yeah, it seems that way, Chris. In fact, Marcell is still on the non-football injury list. Marcell Dareus released a statement earlier Wednesday morning, which read in part, quote, "After dealing with a personal matter in Alabama, I'm excited to return to training camp to rejoin my teammates in our preparations for the 2014 season. Right now, my focus is on earning the trust of my teammates, coaches, and fans, and continuing to improve as a football player." By the sound of it, the players on the roster have been united in supporting Marcell Dareus. Linebacker Brandon Spike says they're all willing to do what they can to try to get Dareus back on the field.
I think, you know, he's definitely, you know, he's going through some personal problems. We all got our own little thing going on, so we're going to be here to embrace him, you know, and fight through it with him, you know, and that's what it's about, you know, that family atmosphere, and that's one of the reasons I came here, because I feel it, and, you know, we got his back. You know, we're going to try to help him get through anything he's going through.
Head coach Doug Marrone said the timetable for Dareus' return to the practice field will not be ultimately up to him.
I think any coach, as long as your players are here and they're in camp, that's a good thing. The indication will be when our weight coaches think he's ready and not putting him in any jeopardy.
On the offensive side of the ball, Marrone confirmed there is a competition for the starting right guard position, a battle between incumbent Craig Urbick and Chris Hairston, a battle that began back in the spring. It looks like that will continue here in training camp at St. John Fisher after Hairston got most of the first team reps on Wednesday. Hairston is grateful for the help that he's getting and trying to learn what is a new position to him.
Wherever I can help this team, wherever I can make this team, something I got to work on. You know, guard is very new to me. So I'm learning a lot more about the game, the intricacies of playing guard, and, you know, Herb's helping me out, Wood's helping me out. You know, coach is doing a real good job of really giving me some time, some good teaching, and, you know, a little bit of, you know, getting in there with the ones, playing against good on good, and, you know, it's helping me come along.
On the highlight reel Wednesday, red zone was a focus during the team segment, and the defense got things started. Corey Graham knocked away this throw from Tool that was intended for Marcus Easley on the right side in 11-on-11. Stephon Gilmore broke up this pass in the end zone from Manuel, which had Sammy Watkins targeted. And on the very next play, Denoris Searcy had this tap-out tackle for loss on C.J. Spiller as he got good penetration to slip into the offensive backfield. On the offensive side, Robert Woods made a difficult catch on a well-thrown ball by Manuel to score on the first play of 11-on-11 red zone. C.J. Spiller made a good-looking cutback run to daylight to cross the goal line and score. Sammy Watkins had this catch in the end zone to score on a throw by E.J. Manuel during the last period of red zone work. Anthony Dixon had this sharp-looking run for pay dirt as he reached the end zone on this handoff from Jeff Toole. And Caleb Holly closed it out for the offense with this twisting and turning grab in the back corner of the end zone.
Missing practice again on Wednesday, fullback Evan Rodriguez and tight end Chris Gregg, both due to severe muscle cramps. Both were hospitalized to get them properly hydrated. Rodriguez was released from the hospital on Wednesday, but Chris Gregg is still being treated.
And head coach Doug Marrone also dampened thoughts of a competition at right tackle involving second-round pick Cyrus Kwanjo. While he said nothing is yet set in stone, he did say he has been pretty impressed with the play of Eric Piers here early on in training camp, and he's obviously running with the first unit being the starter from last season. The Bills are off on Thursday, but are back for a night practice on Friday, which is scheduled for 6 p.m. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.